You're listening to the Andra Segovia Show.
And welcome to the Andra Segovia Show, your source for real estate talk, tech, and life coaching. In this episode, I am quickly going to go through a PSA that is regarding a solar mandate here in California, because this one didn't fly under my radar, but I haven't had time to address it earlier. So I want to just read through this article from Realtor Magazine talking about the solar mandate taking effect in California. So starting January 1st, all newly constructed homes and low-rise apartment buildings are required to have rooftop solar panels. The state is the first in the nation to carry such a mandate. The law also requires better insulation and air filtration for new homes. Some areas are also seeing mandates on the use of natural gas. For example, in the Bay Area, new homes in Berkeley, San Mateo, Menlo Park, San Jose, or Martin County will not be able to install gas appliances or will have to be more energy efficient to do so. The rules for energy use are intended to help alleviate the state's greenhouse gas emissions. The new laws apply only to newly constructed homes. To comply, some home builders are buying rooftop panels to install or leasing them from solar providers. Some developers of new home communities are also hoping the State Energy Commission will approve fulfilling the state requirement with community panels, a collection of panels that can provide energy to several homes. The California Energy Commission estimates that the solar mandate and additional building code changes will add $9,500 per home in construction costs. However, they say the changes will save homeowners $19,000 in energy and maintenance costs over 30 years. The California Building Industry Association estimates the new mandates will add between $8,000 and $13,500 to the price of a newly constructed home. It says the cost will be passed on to the home buyers. No doubt. The California Energy Commission says that 26% of the state's greenhouse gas emissions come from buildings. There is no way to meet carbon or clean energy goals without electrifying the building sector. Panama Bartholomew, director of the Building Decarbonization Coalition, says. Now, a lot of all these laws reminds me of a little exchange from a movie called Ocean's 11, when Brad Pitt's character Rusty is recruiting a demolitions technician named Basher.
Go find Greg's. Tell him I need to see him.
Who?
Just find him, will ya?
How are we going about all this? Just do it and see what happens. So there you have it. The solar mandate has gone into effect in California, first state ever to do so. We'll see what the rest of the country decides to do based on the example provided here. And that wraps up this PSA. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I'll see you on the next episode of The Andra Segovia Show.